So right now, what I'm going to do is I'm going to get this a little bit higher. So if I click this one up, this should change the altitude to 817 feet.
I'm told by officials of AeroVironment, a Southern California company and leading manufacturer of drones, that I am the first reporter actually allowed to pilot one over a Simi Valley test field.
I can drop it down in altitude a bit, so why don't I bring it down to, how about 500? Does that sound good?
AeroVironment is hoping newly announced FAA guidelines making it easier for law enforcement agencies to fly drones will open the floodgates, especially for smaller police departments lacking aviation units. Stephen Gitlin is a company VP.
There's a great deal of interest in this country and globally from law enforcement agencies and other agencies in this kind of technology. And the reason for that is if you just look at the United States, there are something on the order of 18,000 local law enforcement agencies just in the United States, and only about 1% of them currently have aviation units.
But even larger departments such as the LA County Sheriff and LAPD are taking a hard look at how drones might supplement their helicopters and fixed-winged aircraft. Commander Bob Osborne with the LA Sheriff's Homeland Security Division.
The types of operations that we would be interested in using this type of aircraft would be those operations that are just not suitable for using a manned aircraft. Among the things you might think about would be mountain rescue.
While most drones now being pitched for domestic use weigh only about 4 or 5 pounds, the FAA's new rules will allow drones up to 25 pounds, capable of flying more sophisticated payloads. Payloads that some critics fear might have capabilities far beyond just taking pictures of the ground. Charles Feldman, KNX 1070 News Radio.